All right, here we go. It is Friday. We've had a holiday week. If you're like me and you put your garbage out today on Friday, which is garbage day in my neighborhood, you realize that you didn't need to put it out till tomorrow. It's been one of those kind of days for me. It's good to be with you, though, as always, here on Drive Time. Jason here, Dan here. We are ready for a little bit of Cardi Sharks. Are you ready to go? We have two contestants, Dan. Let's do it. Let's hit the hits. Oh, yeah. There it is. Sometimes it takes a minute. You know, we got a computer upgrade. They upgraded our operating system around here. And you know what worked better?
You sure about
that?
The
old one.
You sure about that?
Oh, my gosh. It turns out you cannot upgrade the software on a 14-year-old computer. It just is like, I'm not interested. Should I just read the dang poem? Is that what? Put this in the company newsletter. There's some corporate poobah who's coming to town like next week or the week after. I've got some things to say. Cardi Sharks. The wolves, they are done, and the lynx, well, they rule. A hot weekend looms, so head for a pool. But if it's coolness you want, we will show you the way. Play the coolest of card games. It's Cardi Sharks Day. Angie in Forest Lake, you're on the way to the cabin. Angie, I bet you're having a better Friday than we are with our computers over here. I'll tell you that much.
It sounds like it.
I'm going to be okay. I'm not that mad about it, but there is something about the software upgrade that has you questioning what exactly an upgrade is.
Yes, I understand, and I feel your pain.
All right, where's the cabin? Were you off with the whole family this weekend?
Just my husband and I, and the cabin is in Luck, Wisconsin, so I'm hoping that will bring me some luck today.
I like that. I like that. Luck, Wisconsin is beautiful. It's in a great part of the state and a nice little escape for you guys this weekend. I hope you have air conditioning, right?
We do.
Okay, good. It's going to be a hot one. Angie, stand by. George is in Longville. Hi, George. How are you?
Wonderful. And yourself?
You know, we're getting through. We're getting through. George, do you know anything about upgrading computer software? That's
absolutely not.
Same with me. My son is a computer science major, and he just started a new internship at this manufacturing company out in the western suburbs. And he told me that so far, if you tell anyone that you work in computing, they think that you know how to set up their computer and their iPad and their phone. And I'm like, well, what do you do? You're a college kid. Like, if somebody comes to you and wants you to set up their iPad, you know, you're a computer programmer. You're not an IT guy. And he's like, Dad, it's my second day on the internship. Like, I set up the guy's iPad is what I do. I'm like, all right. Seems like
call him in.
That's right. That seems like I should call him in. Well, I don't know if we can afford him, Dan. I mean, that's sort of the problem.
I'm fairly confident we can't afford him, and we like him. Why would we want to subject him to this?
That is true. Angie and George, I'm glad to have you guys with us. We're playing for a $50 gift card to Jester Concepts Restaurants. I was just at Starling in Edina last night. Beautiful, lush greenery in there. This beautiful bar. Really nice people working there. But you can use it at PS Steak or Parlor or any of the Jester restaurants. But first, you got to win the game. Here's how we play. We start with a survey of 100 people. One of you will give an answer. Angie will give a number between 0 and 100. George will say higher or lower. And then we go to the board. Behind me, I've got five cards, five red ones, five blue ones dealt out. And we'll go higher and lower, and that's how we do it. Angie, you're up first. We asked 100 high school kids, when you're in your 30s, would you rather be married or single? How many high school kids said they would rather be married? Oh, you think back to your own high school days, Angie. What do you think?
Well, I think that this, the current times, we have less high school kids interested in getting married, but I'm going to say 48.
48, says Angie. You didn't marry your high school sweetheart, did you?
I did not.
Yeah. I married my college girlfriend. So that we're old now. We've been together a while. George, what do you think? Angie said 48. Do you think it's higher or lower? The number of high school kids who say they would rather be married. George thinks it's lower. The actual number of high school kids who said, when I'm in my 30s, I would rather be married, is 81, way higher. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, a little surprising, but Angie, good news for you. That means you get control of the board. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards, Angie?
Red.
Angie goes red, and your opening card is a 9. Not a great opener, but you can change that 9 if you want. It's up to you, Angie. Do you want to change it or do you want to play the 9?
I'm going to try and change it.
All right. Smart move. Angie will change the 9. And the 9 becomes a 3. A 3. Much nicer card for you there, Angie. Higher or lower than a 3?
I'm going to go higher.
All right. Higher than a 3. It is a jack. It is higher. That's a nice start. And you're off and running. You can freeze at any time if you want to preserve your progress. But right now you've got a jack. You want to go higher, lower, or freeze?
I'm going to go lower.
All right. Lower than a jack. It is a 10. It is lower than a jack. And you're in pretty decent shape. That 10, it can be a tricky card. What do you want to do there? Angie, freeze or go for it?
I'm going to go ahead and freeze.
All right. Angie preserves the progress.
Hold firm.
I think that's smart. And if you win the question, you can maybe change that 10. But we'll give George the next question, which is to dog owners. George, do you have a dog?
I have two of them.
Two dogs. What kind of dogs do you have?
Black Labs.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful dog. All right. Well, we asked 100 dog owners, have you ever thrown a birthday party for your dog? Where do you stand on the dog birthday party, George?
I go with 0, but my wife would definitely want to do that.
I had a dog. I mean, if you listen to this show, you sort of can guess my view on these things. But we never had a birthday party for Baxter. Maybe I would be a better pet owner if I did. I don't know. Yeah, no for me. How many dog owners admitted that they have had a birthday party for their dog? What do you think, George?
I'm going to go 43%.
All right, 43, says George. Angie, do you have a dog?
I do.
Is the dog in the car on the way to the cabin with you guys?
He's not. He actually rode with my husband this morning, so he's already there.
Ah, what kind of dog do you have?
So I have the miniature or mini Bernedoodle, who's 20 pounds, and he goes to work with us 2 to 3 times a week. And yes, we have given him 2 of his 3 birthdays.
Yeah. Mini Bernedoodle, it's pretty much implied. I mean, as soon as you said it's a mini Bernedoodle, I can picture the birthday hat. And was there a cake? What do you do at a dog birthday party?
Yes, they make puppy dog cakes that you share with the dog. And, of course, then all of our human friends got cupcakes.
I don't know. I mean, if I were invited to a dog birthday party, I would for sure go. I would go, and I would make fun of you for doing it.
I was going to say, whoever invited you would have to know that was going to become a segment on the radio following.
It's just content at that point. Like, for sure, I would go. That's pretty good. What's your dog's name, Angie?
Harley.
Harley. Very good. All right, well, what do you think? George said 43 admitted that they had a dog birthday party. Do you think it's higher or lower?
Well, I think George is a pretty a sophisticated player in making it tough. I'm going to go higher.
All right. The actual number. Oh, we'll find out in just a minute. There's that music. We'll find out. Angie in Forest Lake, George in Longville. How many? And you can text in if you have thoughts on dog birthday parties. 651-461-9226. Drive Time coming back. All right, in the middle of Card D-Sharks, I love this question of our two contestants. And by the way, we're getting lots of nice texts that people are enjoying watching Card D-Sharks. So you can see it. I just shared it on my Facebook page. But YouTube is the best way to do it. YouTube and the WCCO radio channel, give us a follow there. Angie in Forest Lake is on the way to the cabin. George is in Longville. The question before we went to break, we asked 100 dog owners, have you ever thrown a birthday party for your dog? George said 43. Angie, you said?
Higher.
Higher. The actual number of dog owners who admitted they threw a birthday party for their dog is 43. George hit it right on the nose. How about that?
I win.
Wow.
I win.
Wow.
George, I think that's all.
I said he was a good player.
You did, yeah. And Angie knew it. Angie knew it. But, George, I think that's only like the second time that has happened in all the time that we played the
game.
We
had people get close, but on the screws like that, that's rare.
So, George, you get your turn at the cards. The cards are blue. And you start with a five. You have a five. You can keep it or change it and go higher or lower. What do you think?
I'm going to change it.
All right. Five is a little bit of a scary card. So we're going to change that five and turn it into a nine. I don't know that that helped anybody, George. Sorry about that. But you're on a nine. You got nothing to lose. So what the heck? Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
All right. Lower than a nine? It is a four. It is lower than a nine. And maybe that change turned out pretty good for you. You've got a four now. Higher, lower, or do you want a free?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher than a four? It is an ace. It is higher.
Oh, look out now.
And, George, you've got two cards separating you from victory. You're on that ace. An ace is high, so I don't think anyone's going to be too shocked by what you're going to do. Higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a seven. It is lower than an ace. And now you have a decision to make. That's seven right in the middle. You only have one card to call. But if you're wrong, you lose all of this stuff.
A lot of progress lost.
I know. What do you want to do? You want to freeze or you want to roll the dice?
And how many cards does she have left to do?
She has two left to go.
Oh,
I know.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go higher.
I like it.
Here we go.
I like it. This is for all the marbles for $50 to the Gesture Concepts restaurant. Higher than a seven. It is higher. It's an eight.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
How about that?
Well, woof. That's a go big or go home, George.
That's right.
You did it.
George did it. How about that? That was fun. Right?
That was awesome.
You had a couple tricky ones, that is for sure. Good stuff. Congratulations, George.
Well, thank you. Angie, I appreciate it.
Angie, you played a heck of a game. You just got run over by a great contestant. If you were to play on this 10, what would you do, higher or lower?
I would go lower.
Lower. It's an 8. And then you would have to see if you have any guts. What would you do on the 8?
Now I'm going to go higher. Go big or go home, remember?
Oh, and you would have got it, too. It was a queen.
Wow.
Pretty good. Two good contestants.
Yeah.
You guys are great. Angie, we love you. Thanks for listening and for calling in, and have a great weekend and in luck at the cabin.
Thank you so much.
And
congratulations, George.
Oh, so nice.
Thank you.
We have the nicest listeners.
We really do.
It's sort of surprising considering the host, but the listeners are really fantastic. George, stay on the line. You are getting a $50 gift card thanks to my friend Brent and the whole team at Gesture Concepts. You can use it at Starling in Edina or at any of their restaurants. So we'll get that out to you in the mail next week. Stay on the line and Dan will get your information.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Good stuff. Thanks, George. That's Card D Sharks. We do it every Friday and we thank the team at Jester for their support.
If you had to pick a Gesture Concepts restaurant to go to and only one.
Okay.
Which one are you picking?
P.S. Steak.
You didn't even have to think about that.
No. Although like day in, day out, Parlor. So Parlor, you got.
Okay, so if it was, you have to pick one, and that's the only one you can go
life,
to for the rest
Parlor.
Of your life. Okay,
Parlor. Yeah.
All right. You can't go wrong with any of them.
No. And now they just bought Rustica.
Oh.
And I love the Rustica Bakery. They have great coffee. They have terrific bread. I would really like a Rustica in Maple Grove.
Hint, hint.
Closed circuit to Jester. Let's go. Bring it to Maple Grove. That's Card to Sharks. We appreciate everybody listening and everybody who followed along on YouTube as well. We are going to break, and I'm very interested in this next conversation because today President Donald Trump put hundreds of Minnesota communities on this sort of on notice, like 20 counties and then all these cities on sanctuary notice. But one of the county commissioners is like, hey, this is a screw up. We shouldn't be on the list. We'll talk with one of the county commissioners from Wright County, Kirby Moyna, in just a minute here on Drive Time.